Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. I say it to Him over and over, Lord, do anything You want with me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today on the subject of salvation from sin. I was reading a passage in John 10 when I finished yesterday, and I want to read you a little bit more there. You remember that Jesus is talking to the Jews. They had picked up stones to stone him because he was talking about the relationship between himself and his Father. And he said, "I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Do you understand how Jesus, who was a man here on earth, can be God at the same time? Well, I don't, and I don't need to understand it. I believe it. It's one of the Christian mysteries. All the things that Christians believe hang on mysteries. And mysteries are things which are not explained. They are simply revealed. Does this sound fluff-brained to you, to say that I don't understand it and I don't really need to? Well, let me ask you, do you understand the structure of an atom? Some of you do. I don't understand it at all. Can you picture the size of an atom? Well, I couldn't at all until I came across this illustration that gives me some notion of the size of an atom, but it certainly doesn't mean I can picture it. Listen to this. Let's say you fill a 6-ounce teacup with water, and you take all the atoms in that water and turn each atom into a grain of sand. There would be enough sand to cover the state of Texas 50 feet deep. The atoms in a 6-ounce teacup, enough sand to cover the state of Texas 50 feet deep. Now, can you picture that? I can't, not really. I don't understand what an atom actually looks like. I don't understand the movements going on in them. And I don't understand Christ's coming, a thing really inconceivable. God becoming man by the instrumentation of the Holy Spirit working on that virgin named Mary. The uncreated was born. The thing from beyond nature striking down into nature like lightning. Well, what good is it if we don't understand it? Well, you can drink a Coke and eat your dinner without understanding all the processes of digestion or without understanding all that goes into the making of a Coca-Cola. It's probably just as well we don't look too deeply into that. You can accept Christ without understanding how his death works. You can't possibly know how it works until you do accept it. You can accept Christ without understanding how his death works. But you cannot possibly know how it works until you do accept it. The facts are, Jesus died. Jesus died for us. His death washes out our sins. His death disabled death itself. Through death, the Bible says, he destroyed the power of death. That's Christianity. If you believe it, you start obeying what Jesus said. And the least attempt to obey what he said puts you on the right side. Receive him. Take the grace he offers. Confess. Make the most momentous decision. Be a disciple. But the conditions are hard. Hard and clear. The first condition, if you want to be a disciple, is the hardest of all, I think. Give up your right to yourself. That's what Jesus said. If you want to be my disciple, you give up the right to yourself. That will never be a popular concept in today's world. It wasn't in Jesus' time either. The second, take up your cross. The cross is an instrument of torture. And the third, follow me. Do you know where he will take you? Do you know the conditions of the road? Do you know the dangers that you will be walking into? You don't need to. He just says, follow me. In C.S. Lewis's wonderful little classic, Mere Christianity, he says, we are told that Christ was killed for us, that his death has washed out our sins, and that by dying, he disabled death itself. That's the formula. That is Christianity. That is what has to be believed. Any theories we build up as to how Christ's death did all this are, in my view, quite secondary. Mere plans or diagrams to be left alone if they do not help us, and even if they do help us, not to be confused with the thing itself. All the same, some of these theories are worth looking at. The one most people have heard is the one about our being let off because Christ had volunteered to bear a punishment instead of us. Now, on the face of it, that is a very silly theory. If God was prepared to let us off, why on earth did he not do so? And what possible point could there be in punishing an innocent person instead? None at all that I can see if you are thinking of punishment in the police court sense. On the other hand, if you think of a debt, there's plenty of point at a person who has some assets paying it on behalf of someone who has not. Or if you take paying the penalty, not in the sense of being punished, but in the more general sense of standing the racket or footing the bill, then of course it is a matter of common experience that when one person has got himself into a hole, the trouble of getting him out usually falls on a kind friend. Now, what was the sort of hole man had got himself into? He had tried to set up on his own, to behave as if he belonged to himself. In other words, fallen man is not simply an imperfect creature who needs improvement. He is a rebel who must lay down his arms. Laying down your arms, surrendering, saying you're sorry, realizing that you have been on the wrong track, and getting ready to start life over again from the ground floor. That is the only way out of the hole. This process of surrender, this movement full speed astern, is what Christians call repentance. Well, that puts it pretty plainly, doesn't it? That's from C.S. Lewis's book, Mere Christianity. That hole that Adam and Eve got themselves into was back there in the Garden of Eden when they determined to have it their way, to act as though they owned the place and themselves. They said, my will be done, and that ruined everything. They got it, and it ruined them and the world. And that's what theologians call the fall. Fallen man is a rebel. I read a statement made, I believe, by Gloria Steinem. She said, if there's a God, he and I would be arch enemies. And she certainly spoke the truth. We have to lay down our arms, admit that we're wrong, and start over. Surrender means full speed astern. I'm sorry, Lord, I made a mess of it. I had a friend who had spent the night in a motel on a long cross-the-country drive, and the next morning she drove 5 hours east when she meant to drive 5 hours west. Can you imagine her consternation when she realized what she had done? What was there to do then? There was only one thing in the world to do, and that was to turn around and go the other way and drive 5 hours west. God can only help you and me if we're willing to turn around and go the other direction. Repentance means to turn around. We need His help even to repent, but we can be sure that we will get it. God knows the desire of our heart. We share His life because we share His death.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.